We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line this morning is Tony Ogorek of Ogorek Wealth Management, talking a little bit, Tony, still about this stimulus package, because even though it was passed last week, I mean, 800 plus pages, hard to go through all at once. So we're still digging through some of that, and it's become clear that college students, parents of college students, seem to be missing out on some of those payments, some of those checks in the mail. What do we know about how this impacts kids who are in college?
Well, I think that, you raise a good point that the college students, unfortunately, are getting the short end of the stick, at times. The government has done a few things which I think, people need to be aware of. First off, the government has waived interest for 6 months on federally guaranteed student loans. So there's no action required. You are going to get that forbearance. And any payments that you do make over that period of time, over the next 6 months through the end of September, are going to be applied to principal. Now, there is an option to pause payments on filing student loans for 6 months. And these are government guaranteed loans. So people need to understand there's a distinction between loans that are guaranteed by the federal government and then private loans. So, if you have a Stafford loan, a Parent Plus loan, a Direct Grad Plus loan, a Direct Consolidation loan, or a Federal Family Education loan, and a Perkins loan that's guaranteed by the government, your payments are going to be stopped for 6 months. So that gives them some forbearance. One other thing is if your loan is in default and your wages are being garnished or you're getting reductions in tax refunds, those are automatically going to be suspended for the six-month period also.
So while people in college, it might be a good and a bad there. For recent college grads, I mean, that's some pretty good news for their loans. Should they stop making payments for that period? How do you best take advantage of that?
Sure. Good question on that. So for those loans, I believe the servicer is going to stop payments and you don't have to do anything about it. There are two things that are rather interesting. One is if you have an income-driven repayment plan. So these are plans where instead of you paying X amount per month, you tag it to your income. As your income increases, your payments increase. So if you've had a reduction in your income due to the crisis and you've elected an income-driven repayment plan, you can have your monthly payment recalculated at any time. And in order for that to happen, though, you do have to contact your loan servicer to recalculate the payment. And one other plan that is pretty popular with a lot of people is called the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. And essentially, these are people who are working for not-for-profits, school districts, municipalities, government, things like that. And the point is that, or the deal is supposed to be, if you make payments for 10 years, anything after 10 years, any loan balance is going to be forgiven. So the Act states that payments paused for the next 6 months will be credited towards satisfying the 120 total monthly payments required for a loan forgiveness. So effectively, and this is the only program out there that actually deals with forgiveness. So effectively, it reduces your payment obligation from 10 years to 9.5 years. So if you have one of these public service loan forgiveness programs, you do not want to make any payments for the next 6 months, because even though you're not paying, it's going to be counted toward the, toward the 10 years of payments you've got to make.
The markets yesterday wrapping up their worst first quarter. I'm guessing that's not surprising to you that it ends up being, you know, the worst first quarter.
Yeah, it was pretty heinous, and stocks dropped 20%. At one point, I think they were down 32 or 35%. The 10-year Treasury moved almost a point and a quarter down, which is remarkable. I think the average daily volatility was somewhere around, for the month, was somewhere around 5%, which, again, these are remarkable figures. And you got a little bit of breathing room at the end of the quarter, and people may have thought, well, this is great, we're getting a bounce, and maybe the worst of this is over. But there were really technical factors driving this. You know, a lot of mutual funds, institutional investors are looking at rebalancing their portfolios at the end of the quarter, and I think that ended up moving money out of bonds into stocks, artificially bumping it up. And this morning in the futures, you know, you're seeing the market beginning to sink again. I think another interesting point is going to be in a few weeks when the earnings reports begin to come out, and people are going to see some real, some real damage there. I mean, just from this quarter, energy stocks, they're down. They've been sawed in half. You know, financials, the banks, they're down by a third. Even the best performing sectors like technology, the consumer staples stuff you have to buy, healthcare, you know, those are down maybe, 15% or so. So it's really been a very tough year, coming off of one of the best years just months ago.
It's crazy to see how the markets have gone down over the first quarter. Tony, thanks again for the time. That's Tony Ogorek with Ogorek Wealth Management joining us. U.S. stocks plunging in the first quarter, and a little bit of what you need to know if you're in college, how that might affect your stimulus. You can read more on that at WBEN.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.